Brothers, have you ever felt like the world is telling you that being a man is a problem? That everything about masculinity, strength, resilience, leadership is under attack? You are not imagining things. Society is redefining masculinity, and not always in a way that honors who we are. Today, we are tackling what it means to be a man of faith and fortitude in a world that is trying to strip us of both. Welcome back to Renegade, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, and today we are diving into a battle that is raging on all fronts, the crisis of masculinity. The world is telling us to sit down, be quiet, and abandon the very things that make us strong. But the Bible tells a different story. Before we get into this, I want to hear from you. Drop a comment, share this episode, and let me know. What does masculinity mean to you? Also, if you want to stand strong in your identity, check out Warrior Spirit Warehouse, where we outfit the battle-ready believer. Our merch is not just clothing. It is a statement, a declaration that you are a man of faith and fortitude. Visit Warrior Spirit Warehouse to grab your gear today. Society has shifted, and not always for the better. The traits that once defined a good man, strength, courage, responsibility, are now seen as dangerous or outdated. Terms like toxic masculinity are thrown around as if being a man is something we need to apologize for. According to a study from Pew Research, many Americans believe men are now undervalued in society, with traditional masculinity often being criticized. Meanwhile, statistics show that boys are falling behind in education. Men's wages are declining, and suicide rates for men are skyrocketing. Yet, when men try to speak out about these issues, they are told to man up or worse, stay silent. But here's the truth. Masculinity is not the problem. Weak, directionless men are. The world does not need less masculinity, it needs better masculinity. The Bible has never been confused about what it means to be a man. 1 Corinthians 16, 13-14 lays it out clearly. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. Biblical masculinity is strength with purpose, a protector, a provider, a leader. It is fierce when necessary, but also gentle when needed. Jesus himself is the perfect example. He flipped tables in righteous anger when people corrupted the temple, but he also wept for his people. He stood firm before Pilate, but he also knelt to wash his disciples' feet. The world says masculinity is either aggressive dominance or weak passivity, but Jesus shows us it is neither. It is strength controlled by love. If we are going to stand strong, we need a battle plan. Here is how we reclaim biblical masculinity. 1. Reject the lies. Stop apologizing for being a man. The world may call it toxic masculinity, but the Bible calls it leadership, protection, and strength. Live by God's definition, not society's. 2. Take responsibility. The world tells men they are disposable, but the Bible tells us we are accountable. We are called to lead, work, and protect, not sit around waiting for life to hand us something. 3. Surround yourself with warriors. Iron sharpens iron. Proverbs 27:17. Find strong men who will challenge you, hold you accountable, and push you toward growth. Brotherhood is key. 4. Lead with action, not just words. Masculinity is not about talking big, it is about living strong. Be a man of your word, follow through on commitments, and protect those under your care. 5. Root yourself in Christ. Real strength does not come from ego, it comes from God. If you want to be a strong man, you must first be a godly man. All right, fellas, listen up. If you are tired of the watered-down, sugar-coated version of faith being shoved down your throat, then I've got a book that is going to hit you right between the eyes. Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. This is not some feel-good, self-help nonsense. This is a battle plan for men who refuse to be tamed by a weak and spineless culture. In these pages, I tear down the lies society has fed us about manhood and rebuild it on the unshakable foundation of faith, strength, and unyielding grit. You are a warrior, not a doormat. You were made to lead, to protect, to stand firm in your faith, not to be silenced or ashamed of who God created you to be. This book is about taking back what the world has tried to steal: your identity, your purpose, and your fire for God. If you are ready to stop playing nice with the enemy and start living with boldness and conviction, grab your copy today. It is available at Barnes & Noble. Link is in the description. Men of Faith and Fortitude, get the book, read it, live it, and for God's sake, stop apologizing for being a man of faith. Let's roll. All right, brothers, here it is, the full throttle moment. A man is not measured by how the world sees him, but by how he stands in the fire. Society will test you, people will misunderstand you, and the world will try to strip away your strength. But warriors are forged in the fire. When the world says, sit down and be quiet, stand up. When culture says, your masculinity is a problem, become a solution. When the enemy whispers, you are weak, cling to the one who gives you strength. You were not made to be passive. You were not made to be weak. You were made to be a man of faith and fortitude, a warrior of Christ. So tell me, are you going to live as the man God created you to be, or will you let the world redefine you? Brothers, we are in a fight, but we are not fighting alone. If this message hit home, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And do not forget, Warrior Spirit Warehouse is where battle-ready believers gear up. If you are tired of the world silencing you, wear your faith boldly. Check out Warrior Spirit Warehouse and rep the identity that God gave you. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.
All right, listen up. If you believe in this mission, if Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude, has challenged you, strengthened you, or even just made you think, then I need your help. I fund this thing myself. No corporate backing, no sugar-coated nonsense, just raw, unfiltered truth about faith, masculinity, and standing firm in a world that wants to tear men down. If you want more episodes, deeper discussions, and harder-hitting content, then throw some support my way. Whether it is $5 or $50, every bit helps keep this thing running. But even if you cannot give financially, I still need you. Prayer is just as powerful, if not more. Pray that this message reaches the right men. Pray that God keeps opening doors. Pray for strength to keep pushing forward. Every little bit helps, whether it is a donation or a prayer. If you can give, hit the link in the description. If not, then lift it up in faith. That alone is worth more than you know. Let's keep this fire burning. Semper Fi, and God bless.